I'm Kara Miller, and this is Boston Public Radio. Earlier this year, I spoke with Marissa Mayer. The former Google executive has now just been named CEO of Yahoo, which makes her one of the youngest women leaders in the tech industry. And on the line to talk about what this means is Patty Green, the chair in entrepreneurial studies at Babson College. Patty Green, thanks for being here.
It's a pleasure, Kara.
So first, this is kind of an amazing ascension for Marissa Mayer. Here's a 37-year-old, the first woman engineer that Google ever hired. I think the 20th person they hired overall. What do you make of this choice by Yahoo?
Well, I think everybody's surprised by the choice. I mean, I have to admit, personally, I'm delighted for a lot of different reasons. But my understanding is she wasn't on the initial list. And this is, I think, just taking a lot of people by surprise.
And we also heard recently that Marissa Mayer is pregnant, which is an interesting challenge as she enters this job. And when I spoke to her at MIT in February, I actually asked her about this idea of trying to balance work and family so women can make headway in business. Let's listen to that.
You know, you can't have everything, but you can say, this is what really is important to me. And when I don't get it, it really wears on me.
What do you see companies doing now and moving forward to try to create a workspace that works for women, where more women can be in top positions, which they aren't right now?
I mean, I think that, you know, the technology space is somewhat different than a lot of industries, I would guess, in that it's a very fast-moving environment. It's very easy for women to stay up to date, to catch up, right? And I think at the same time, it also is an intimidating space. If you take time off, it might be more intimidating to come back. But you know, at Google, we've tried to make it very easy for especially working mothers. I myself don't have children, but I have lots of people on my team and lots of peers who do. And you know, everything from daycare to, you know, really helping them structure, you know, how maternity leave works, things like that, is something that I think Google's been quite good about.
Patty Green, now Marissa Mayer is in the position of being a working mother. How do you think she's going to be able to balance this? She comes in pregnant, potentially having to take time off in the future. How do you balance that?
Well, I think, Kara, it depends on what you mean by balance. You know, it's not that there's an even seesaw point, that there's not going to be some teetering back and forth. I think it's learning how to manage the teetering and integrate that into both parts of your life. You know, I think everything we know about her so far says she's going to be able to figure it out.
You know, let's turn to Yahoo for a second here. Yahoo's been eclipsed by Facebook and by Google and is in a bit of an identity crisis. I wonder, what does Marissa Mayer, what does she offer Yahoo?
Mm-hmm. I think Marissa comes at sort of with a perfect storm of capacities and skills. I mean, she is an engineer. She's been involved in high-end entrepreneurship, really helping to build Google. And, you know, it seems that there's also some creativity in there as well. So if you put all of that together, it's probably exactly what they need right now.
Now, they've had a lot of turnover. In the past 5 years, they've had four CEOs. She's going to be their fifth.
Mm-hmm.
How does a company deal with that kind of turmoil at the top where somebody's coming in all the time and has a different idea of what the company should be?
That's probably going to be the biggest challenge, because how do companies deal with that? Usually not well. It's really hard not to know and have, you know, faith in where you're going and have some kind of shared vision. So I would guess that her first job has really got to be building faith, that sharing the vision, helping to develop the vision of what happens now.
And how do you make that leap from somebody who's a vice president? She was really important at Google. She was one of those people who kept that sort of white page that says Google on it so clean for so long. But how do you make the transition from being a vice president to being the head of something, which she has never done before?
Mm-hmm. With bravery. I think you just take the big step and you accept that you are now the leader and you go for it. I think she's got to go for it as quickly and as hard as she possibly can.
Patty Green, the chair in entrepreneurial studies at Babson College, thank you so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure. Take care.
And coming up next, celebrities have personal chefs, and celebrity chefs are behind some of the most high-end restaurants in the world. So what is a chef doing in a school cafeteria? We've got the story for you. I'm Kara Miller, and this is Boston Public Radio on 89.7 WGBH.